begin the current daf, Masechta Shabbos, daf Kuv Mem Vav. We begin on the base. We begin Tez de Masechta, begin towards the Gemara, Mishum Rechasha, because of the bugs. Tez can explain that, why don't we have a Gezerah that not to add on to the opening, because you might make an opening that's meant for taking in and taking out. Because the Gemara had said that can't make a new hole, the Machlokes is regarding adding on to the hole. We said, what's the understanding of the Tanakhama that says that you're allowed to add on? Because the whole thing is based on Gzeira because of Lushan the Gael and Lushan the Gael, not going to add on. So you're not going to be, not going to add on. And why not going to add on? Like, Tez the Maschlis, Mishum Rechasha, because we don't want the bugs to come in. You can make a small little hole, but you're not going to add on. So Tez says, and neither do we make a Gzeira about adding on to an existing hole, because of Otto Peskachrina, because of maybe of a different opening. The Lekel Mechaz Rechasha, not a chicken coop, some other hole. Where there's no concern of bugs, so it says, no, we're not going to make Gzeira such a type of thing that we shouldn't add on over here because of a different place. Because the whole Gzeira was specifically regarding the whole of a chicken coop. Why there? Because the Lemaski Incha, the Tayyashay, us, Lachman's legs, people don't realize that the whole by a chicken coop is meant to take and take out. They think it's only one way. So there you might come to do adding because of making a hole because you don't think it's the biblical. So therefore, it's for that case. But to make Gzeira, not to add on to the Pesach, because you might make some other Pesach that don't make Gzeira, and therefore, since the whole thing is for the Lusha Tanakam, and there it's not going to ever add on, therefore the Tanakam says no problem about adding on. Timnik says, Master, begins with the Gemara parts, but Tzima, if you break the frame, then Metamikos, we have then going to contaminate the whole perimeter, the whole area. Which is going to explain, what is this house that has a dead person, and what's this halacha part of Tzima that then is Metamikos and Biva? Because the Gemara said, which was by supporting Rava's halacha, and that it has to be a really tight seal, that the Gemara said that if you have a house that has a dead person inside of it, and the doorway is closed, it's not going to be metame dalaramas. But if you break the whole frame, then it's like it's a sealed grave, and then it's going to be metame in its perimeter. Now, as Tais says, Pidge, because Rashi explains, what's this halacha of breaking the frame, which is Tais de Ramaskal, that will contaminate Kol Sevivam? That's Kol Sevivam dalaramas, that we're going to make the whole perimeter, it's going to contaminate an area of dalaramas, kikerba, like a grave. Because now it's totally sealed off. It's like there's no opening here at all. It's not like a house at all. Which says, this does not seem correct to my grandfather, Reb Shimshon Zatzal. Which, meaning, to say like Rashi, that the reason why it's Metamei Kol Sevivam means to say that the perimeter of the house will contaminate Dalaramas like a sealed grave. Because the Kibin, the Messiah, Mimichitzasa, because since here by the house, you have distinct walls of the house, we don't have to be concerned that maybe a person is going to go on top of the house and lean over, and the other is not going to realize that, which that's the general gezeira that applies by why we say kevasas metamei dalaramas. So therefore, less than the main of the metamei dalaramas called sphere, but doesn't really make sense that why we should say that's going to contaminate dalaramas and the whole perimeter. Because obviously in the Gemara and say that mamdal medav, we're a place which has very high walls. We're not concerned, as the Gemara says, gebichatzei kever, like by the courtyard of the grave. We would say, oh, I'm in Bataycha, Tar, whoever's standing inside of it is going to be Tar, even though he's within Dalaramas of the grave. As the Gemara explains, Hanimil, when we say this, Chatzar Kever, the Mesame Chatzasa. If it's the grave, if the courtyard of the grave that has distinct walls, we're not concerned that you're going to come to me now. But a regular dead person, then that does grab the area of Dalaramas. Well, Mashma, the Mesname, it says, it sounds like that by dead person too. Here in the Mesame, when there's distinct walls, Lain Atamakos, if Dalaramas, we're not going to be the area of Dalaramas, then it doesn't make sense over here by the house, even if it's totally closed off. So to speak, to call it a kevasasim, that we would give it a tum of dalamas, it should not have the halach. And there will I rather it appears to him, to my grandfather, Rav Shimshon, Dachi Purusha. This is the explanation. Zizin ba'isibayis, there were ledges coming out of that house. Shabbat mechutz labayis mechol tzad, that was sticking out from the house on every side. V'yeshben b'sech tefach b'cholechad, each one had an opening of a tefach. And on that's what we say the halacha. If the house is closed off, but even though it's closed off, a boarded up house, but there's still, you see the doorway where it used to be, then ainon mitame. Then we don't say that every ledge that's coming out is going to contaminate, because shestamay shel meis, because we presume the dead person, he's going to come out through the opening. So although it's all blocked off, but the opening that there is, you're going to take it through. So therefore, we presume that's going to be the one, and therefore the other ones are not going to be as a ledge over the opening. So therefore, we're not going to say that those ledges are going to be tamei. Oh, but parts matzima, but let's say you already took apart the whole frame of the doorway. V'chazubah ne'kishar kais, and then you rebuild it like literally like another wall. Now there's no openings into this house. Matamei kol seviva, that's what I'm going to say, that all throughout the area, every ledge is going to contaminate, because the chol chad b'chad they kolisvuka dimoderach chayzer makom yasam abayis. Every single ledge, which is an extension of the Pesach, and the Pesach has that tumah, so the ledge is going to have that tumah because each one you don't know which one's going to come out from it. Maybe that's going to be the one. Therefore, every ledge is going to have the tumah of olam es. That's the halach according to Rebbeinu Shimshon. That's the parts b'tzimah of his metamikol seviva. It refers to those ledges. Now, however, it says Taisa Miu Lam Pirchei Kulei Hai Mashik Shlepesha Kunchi. But he says the questions Reb Shimshon asks in Rashi are not really so difficult. Why? Because he has something you could say Shlecholchu Chacham Bemes. Although he's saying that you're right, really the walls are tall and really you shouldn't have the concern. But yeah, the Chacham they don't differentiate, and therefore if they say a Kever Sasam, which is what this technically is, it's a time called Sevim Dalanamis, where you're right, although there generally you won't realize and you'll come to Mal here, although you would, we'll still make the Tumah Dalanamis. And moreover, says Taisa, actually, it doesn't seem to be a difficulty at all for Rashi's interpretation. Why? Because although the question was based on the Gemara and Saita that you see that if it's a distinct walls, you don't have the Tumah Dalanamis. And that says Taisa, actually, the bayis nami loymes amechitzasa. Actually, a house is considered not distinct walls. The reason for that is because the walls themselves contaminate the ones who touch them. Even if you don't go on top of it. Like a grape, they contaminate every touch, even from the side. And therefore, it is important, not just going up on top. You're right. For if that's what it was, then it would be considered. But here's it's like not because it's even just touching, which that can be problematic. And therefore, you want to give the area of Dalalamis halacha b'tumah. Ketan b'sifri, the parasha paraduma, like we learned in Sifri, the parasha paraduma. It says in the pasuk, oy bekever, or in the grave, zek kever sasim, says the Sifri. That refers to a closed grave. Maybe it's an open grave. Amr Kabbalah, the Sifri says, oh, you got to say Kabbalah. Ma oil, if regarding an oil, Shemakabbalah, which it could contract Tumah. In the time it calls Dodd and Kishabasuch, it doesn't contaminate all sides when it's open. So Kevish, in the Kabbalah, so a grave which does not contract Tumah. In addition, the time it calls Dodd and Kishabasuch, isn't it a Kabbalah that should not contaminate from all sides when it is open? And therefore, you cannot learn that from this Pasik that a open grave is going to contaminate someone that's on top of it. Rather, it's coming to include a closed grave to the time whoever's over it for 7 days like itself. So Amma says, Taisa, you see, Kashrut Sasa, when it's closed, Mitama Af on the Gim and the Tzad, that it contaminates even if it touches from the side, and therefore, that's why it does make sense, rational interpretation, of giving the Toma on the whole perimeter, because it's not just going on top. And therefore, it doesn't help this of Mesai Mechit Sasa, because it contaminates even on the side. Taisa Bert Rashi's opinion that a house that has a dead person, and you totally take apart the door frame, and then you close it like a regular wall. So that's metamikol seviva means to say, yeah, the whole perimeter is going to have a locha like a kever sasa, which a chamo geiza has tuma of dalalamas all around. But the Shimshon disagrees in Rashi, and he holds that, no, since there's distinct walls, a chamo not geizer. And therefore he explains that we're talking about a house that has a dead person, and there are ledges coming out from the house on every side. And everyone has an opening of a tafach, which that's the shear of tumah of oilam has. And therefore, if he didn't totally destroy the door frame of the opening, so since as a tour zapas, obviously you're not going to contaminate all the other ledges, because we can presume that the dead person is going to ultimately be taken out from that which originally a pesach, although it was boarded up, but it's going to be ended up opening up because the door frame is still there. If you break the door frame, so then it's like a regular wall, and you don't know where you can take out the dead person from. Therefore, then we have to suspect by all of the ledges and give them each one a doubtful halach of tumah. And therefore, that's what we're saying, that's Mitama Kol Seviva, if you put some Espatzim, but then Taisa ended up resolving Rashi interpretation with two different approaches. Then next, Taisa, the Master, begins with the Gemara Halacha Reb Yeshia, which Taisa is going to explain that since Halacha Reb Yeshia, Taisa says a certain Halacha based on this. So Rav Machleik is between Rav and Shmuel regarding if you had the reed already, which is the spigot cut, but you just didn't measure it yet, if you're allowed to put on Shabbos, not if you cut Geiser. So on that, the Gemara had brought that Reb Yeshia is from those that permits, and we're not concerned. And the Gemara said, like our Taisa the Maskil says, halacha like Reb Yeshia. So the Taisa is based on that. It's called Rezail into the barrel on Shabbos. We're not concerned that maybe you're going to find it's not exactly, because although it was cut from before Shabbos, but it wasn't put in. You don't know if it's exactly. You might come to cut it. We're not concerned, which is halacha like Reb Yeshia, if you're allowed to put in this spigot of Rezail into the barrel on Shabbos. So next Taisa the Maskil begins with the Gemara Mishumar is because of a gutter. Taisa explain what's the Xero of gutter. And why is it different than the leaf of the hadas of the myrtle, which and from that and the which is the case we're discussing and that of the gufs, and that is because the Gemara had brought that this the myrtle leaf, you're not allowed to fold it and put it into the hole in the barrel so that it should be like a spigot, like a flow out. What's the reason? So one mandama said because of like Tzitzit quotes Mishum Marzeh. So what does that mean? So Pishar Rav Pyrus, he explains, it means so that you shouldn't put it on your roof, a gutter. Because if we let you make, so to speak, this gutter of the with the wine with the leaf of the hadas, you might come to do with such a gutter on your roof. So it says, of course, that's difficult because the beguf says nami nigzid. And if that would be the case, then even the spigot which the Gemara previously said that you're allowed to put into the barrel if it was prepared from before Shabbos, what do you mean? If you're allowed to make a spigot that's like a gutter type, you might make a gutter on your roof. Say, Lenir the Rabbi, rather appears to my teacher, Kapisha Quince, like the Rashi explains. It means that we don't let you make the leaf as a gutter for the wine. So you shouldn't make a gutter for your wine. Meaning, what does it mean a gutter for your wine? That the wine should go into that pipe and go at a distance. And the reason is because when you take the leaf of the myrtle and you fold it like a gutter, you look like you're making a gutter. And that's our concern, that you might come to fix one and make it specially for the wine bottle. But regarding the spigot, which you're not doing any action at all on Shabbat to be prepared, that one is written that we don't make such a gezera that you might come to make a gutter. And therefore, that's why that's to explain what's the gezera of mazim and also why it's different than that of gufsa. The next says mazim begins with the gemara isolate beisadia that they brought him this felt, which there was machlekes in the gemara between Rav and Shmuel, which we said is a medium type of a felt. And Rav, who said it's us, the Gemara actually ended up saying that he didn't really say explicitly. It was a story that he didn't sit on it, but he really didn't sit on it because of Talmidim. So Tesis says that the felt that they obviously brought out to Rav, that he didn't sit on, obviously, was Be Mitzahav, was the medium grade type of felt. Because if that wasn't the case, how would you even infer from that to say that Rav didn't sit on it, never thinking that we thought he said it was usher, if the whole case that he was disagreeing about was only the medium grade? Obviously, the story was with this medium grade type of felt. The meaning regarding the, it's not too thick, but not too thin. The next Tesis Mazda begins with the Gemara. Misha Nashu Kelim B'mayim B'derech. So Tesis explains, what's this word Nishru or Nashu? Because we learned that if someone's clothing were Nashru in water when he was going, so then he doesn't have to be concerned about walking with it. So Tesis explains that Garsinon is, the word is Shenashru. That is a word of Lashon Nefila. In other words, if his garments fell into water on Shabbos when he was walking, that's what the word is. So such a loike pesher conscious lael, not like the way Rashi explained previously in Perek Mamayishim Daf Samachim Adal, shenishru, that it got soaked to make shamim, because it means shenashru, that it fell down. Because I mean bebe Perek Mashon, because the Gemara says bebe Daf Lamehim and Beis Man the Tony Manshirin, the one who says a halacha over there of Manshirin Peiris Me'agag Derech Rubi Yamtim, talking about lowering down the produce from the roof through the skylight from the roof into the house on Yamtim, that it shouldn't get wet from the rain. Even though it's a tircha, still you're allowed to do it. So the Gemara says, whoever learned has the gears of manshirin loy mishtabish, he's not in error with the wording that he says. Because like we learned in this mission that we're quoting in our sugya, mishen nishru kelim b'mayim b'derech, which is nashru. Someone whose clothing was nashru with water on the derech, says, I'm obviously losh nefilu. Obviously, he's in the Gemara Be'ah, that terminology of falling, not that of soaking up the way Rashi says. Because what does the Gemara want to say from our mishnah? That yes, to say lowering down the peiros from the gag through the skylight on Yom Tov, the word manshirin is appropriate. Which is, what do you see? It's appropriate that it means lowering. From our case, a mishnah shekel b'mdech mayim obviously means that if his clothing got lowered into the water, and not the way Rashi says, a nishru, that it got soaked in the water, because or else then there wouldn't be an explanation of what that manda amma manshirin in Masechtas Beah is from this mishnah of mishnah shekel b'mayim b'derech.